conmigo a la tierra de los muertos. Going to the land of the dead. Yeah, but people ask me, Grace Barrett, what memory stands out the most about all your trips down south of the border? Do they really take advantage of the gringos? I said, yes, they do. I remember one time I was down there with Estelle. And I come back to the car we had rented. And there's a ticket on there. Under the windshield wiper. There's a ticket. Not only that, there's a boot on there. So I just can't rip it up and drive away back to the U.S. of A. So I go to the nearest policeman. I said, what do I have to do to get that boot off of my car? He said, Senor Gringo, you must go down to the judge and pay a $300 fine. I said, a $300 fine? What, are you out of your mind? I'm sick and tired of you people thinking we're made out of money just because we come from the U.S. of A. You got the wrong impression of us. We're on vacation. That's why we're spending so much money. We don't spend money like this during the rest of the time. We just figure, what the hell? We're on vacation. Give this guy $5. Order some champagne. You don't understand. We ain't made of money. I got no $300. He said, sorry, Senor Gringo. Tell it to the judge. I said, Estelle, I'm going to fight this. She said, honey, why don't we just pay the money and get the... I said, no, it's a matter of principle now. I ain't going to be some stupid gringo to take advantage of. So I get before the judge. I said, what's the deal, Your Honor? $300 parking ticket? He said, Senor Gringo, it is $300 because you parked on top of a Mexican. I said, what? I didn't know that. He said, well, didn't you notice his tamale wagon? I said, Your Honor, I didn't even notice that his pants were down.
It's another Saturday morning with the best of Grease Man.